Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Lakers podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin. I am not going to be joined. I will be judged. You will judge me. I am not going to be joined tonight by anybody. I am going to, because the Lakers made the addition that they did with Tyson Chandler, I'd like to do a season preview with him in much of the same ways that I have done them over the course of heading into the season for everybody else on the roster. It's a big addition. I think it's a big deal. It's a good addition, even while being realistic in expectations for the guy. I think it's fair to be excited about adding somebody to the Lakers roster that they desperately needed. they really did. So if you guys remember when I did all of these player previews, basically the way it worked was we started by talking about the player to this point, their past, and where it's fair to set expectations. We're going to talk then in the second segment about individual performance and individual expectations. And then in the last segment, we'll talk about where he fits into the Lakers team-wide construction and the way he helps this Lakers team as a whole, because that's really the whole point of it at the end of the day. Today's show is going to be brought to you in part by Metro Infinity and by MyBookie. More on those guys here in a bit. Let's start with Tyson Chandler to this point. He is 36 years old. He's coming off of, he's played in 7 games so far for Phoenix and did not start in any of them. They drafted DeAndre Ayton, and the writing was pretty much on the wall there at that point for Tyson Chandler. He was looking to be bought out. According to reports, he was hoping that they would figure something out sooner rather than later so that he could join a winner or a playoff contender and have a bigger role moving forward. One thing that I think is fair to speculate about is how much the Lakers might have known how available he might be at some point. It seems like he and the Lakers were in some kind of communication through back channeling, of course, and found a home for the exact amount of money that he is going to be giving up in his buyout. He's going to be paid that prorated rate of the league minimum, the veterans minimum, to join the Lakers. And I don't think any of this is really necessarily a coincidence, which makes me wonder how much maybe Magic saw him and Magic and Rob Pelinka saw him as a realistic option heading into the year, and whether that played a role in not employing an NBA caliber traditional backup center. I think that might be giving a little too much credit to Magic and Rob Pelinka, because at the end of the day, like if Tyson Chandler doesn't become available, or if he becomes available but decided he wanted to sign somewhere else, then the Lakers would have been screwed, and they really would have been in trouble. The plus side of it, though, if you do want to give them that amount of credit, is wondering how much him at the league minimum, what type of value that is compared to other guys who would have been playing the same role for the Lakers. And, you know, at that point, that becomes a fair claim or a fair thing to wonder about. So it's a great addition for the Lakers. He is, like I said, 36 years old. He's only played about 13 minutes per game this year, and his numbers have been steadily declining from as high as 35 minutes a game back when he was 25. He played, 35 minutes a game at the age of 25. It's dropped there from 32 to 22 to 28 to 32 to 33 to 30 to 31 to 25. A couple years ago, he was at 28. Last year, he was at 25. And this year, I think he'll kind of find his spot in that 10 to 15, at the very highest, 20, like 18 minutes a game kind of range. He basically just needs to fill up time and help the Lakers not give up leads or have leads extended against them, because their defense is such a disaster anytime JaVale McGee steps off the court. And hopefully that's what he can do. And at this stage of his career, obviously, in only playing 13 minutes a game, his numbers aren't going to jump off the screen at you. But he has always rebounded well over the course of his career. He's averaged 9 rebounds a game from his position, and his teams have tended to rebound better with him on the court than with him off of it. I don't know how well he's going to finish, you know, in terms of what he's going to help the Lakers do offensively. He just isn't the same type of athlete that he used to be, and that tends to manifest itself in not being able to finish at the rim quite the way that you would like to see it. He is obviously never going to shoot three-pointers. He hasn't attempted a three-pointer, it doesn't look like, in a really long time. Over the course of his career, I don't think he's ever, and yeah, it doesn't look like he's attempted a three-pointer. So you have that all going on for you. He's basically, you know, if he can be JaVale McGee light, basically this year, JaVale McGee has been incredible. He's been a godsend to the Lakers. If JaVale McGee is a 10 out of 10 in terms of what he's been able to produce for the Lakers and the minutes that he's played, and maybe Chandler comes in and he can be like a 7 out of 10 in terms of production over the course that he course of time that he's on the court for the Lakers, then I think they take that. I think they would happily take that type of production, and he would shore up a lot of the concerns that they have, especially defensively. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a quick second here and come back, and we'll talk about what he needs to bring to the table offensively and individually, and in order to be a successful acquisition. We'll get to that here in a second. But first, I want to talk to you guys about Metro Infinity. They're located at 821 East Central Avenue in Monrovia, California, just off the 210 in Monrovia. They have used cars. They have new cars. If you don't want to make the trip into the dealership and you know which car that you want, they'll actually drop it off at your place of work or at your home, and you can do all the paperwork there. That's an incredible deal. That's crazy. And they're the number one volume dealer in California. They've been family owned and operated for over 25 years. So if you go there and you mention Locked On, they'll knock $500 off your purchase. Again, that's $500 that they'll knock off for you. And because they're family-owned and operated, and they have been for so long, they understand what it takes to make buying a car a non-stressful experience or even a pleasing experience. They have a brand new multi-million-dollar facility where you can look at any kind of car and option that you want. Infinity itself is a really sleek car. I love the way all of their cars look. My next car is probably going to be Infinity. Don't tell my wife, though. So again, take a trip in there. Check them out at MetroInfinity.com. If you want to call them to set up an appointment, you can do that at 626-599-7510. That's 626-599-7510. Or again, at MetroInfinity.com. Go there, let them know that we sent you from Locked On as a network, and they'll knock off $500. We're going to take another quick second here, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about Tyson Chandler, the individual player. All right, so the next thing to talk about with Tyson Chandler, and as it pertains to the Lakers, is what can the Lakers hope for? What does he need to do individually to have a successful season here and maybe net himself one more contract after this season if he helps the Lakers, you know, go on some kind of run with his mere addition to the roster? Basically, it's a few things. One, first and foremost, he has to protect the rim. The Lakers are allowing all kinds of penetration, especially with that second group. And unfortunately, because of the backup centers that they have in that situation that they've tried to trot out there, their defense with that second unit has been a disaster, an unmitigated disaster almost. So Chandler needs to step in and help immediately in that respect. And I think he can. Just all he needs, he's going to do a lot of drop coverage and pick and rolls, and that's going to leave the Lakers susceptible to ball handlers and pick and roll situations who can shoot off the dribble. Though you compare that to what other bigs that they have on their team have been doing, and it's not like they're lighting the world on fire in that regard either. And really what it comes down to, and I know you guys have all noticed this based on your questions and comments, whether it's on iTunes or in my mentions or whatever, that it feels like the Lakers haven't been able to maintain a lead. And a lot of that has to do with, well, when JaVale McGee leaves the court, even more so than LeBron, by the way, when JaVale McGee leaves the court, you feel like, yeah, there's nothing that the Lakers can do to either contest somebody at the rim or grab a rebound if they do force a missed shot. None of that stuff is really happening. And so what Chandler needs to be able to step in and do is contest people at the rim. And preferably, I would actually prefer that he does more to box out people and allows other guys on the court to get rebounds so that the pace of play doesn't drop off so significantly when JaVale McGee leaves the court. Again, in order to run, you need to get stops, and you aren't getting stops if you aren't securing the rebound. And what's happening when JaVale McGee leaves the court is that they aren't securing these rebounds, and it leads to having to take the ball out from under the basket and have to take it in bounds, and it makes it really hard to run. And the Lakers, as Luke Walton has said, aren't good enough in the half court to succeed when they are not getting those stops and not being able to get out and run. So that's going to be big. Fortunately for Chandler, too, by the way, because of the way the Lakers have kind of approached building their system this year, or lack thereof, based on the response that I get anytime I mention offensive system in my mentions, they can all learn at the same pace. Tyson Chandler isn't going to be stepping in with a whole ton of offense to have to relearn on the fly. He can learn with the Lakers as they go along here. He just has to pick up the defensive principles that they've put in place whenever he is on the court. And he's a smart enough player. He's a really good veteran. I really like the addition. I really do. And it's not that I think he's going to turn the Lakers season around or make them any kind of title contender or anything like that. He just needs to make that second group not a disaster. I'm going to get to more of that, though, in terms of what he needs to be able to do in the team-wide concept. I'll get to that here in a second. But first, I want to talk to you guys about MyBookie. MyBookie.ag is the only place that I go and make my bets online when I do that kind of thing. I can trust that when I win, or if I win, lately it's been more of an if. Don't tell Jen. But when I win, the money is right there and available with any kind of bother. It's right there, and the interface is really easy to use. And that's really the entire point of the thing. If you make a bet and you win yourself some money, but you can't take that money out of there, then what was the point of making the bet in the first place? So again, go to mybookie.ag, and as you're setting up your profile, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and they'll match your first deposit up to $1,000 100%. That right there is a great bet, mind you, right? They'll match your deposit. You can go out there, you can place some bets. All sports are a lot more fun if you have a little bit beyond your rooting interest. I'll put it that way. And if you go there again, go to mybookie.ag, enter the promo code LOCKEDON, and you play, you win, and you get paid. That's the whole point of it. Again, that's MYBOOKIE, and use the promo code LOCKEDON and get that 100% matching deposit up to $1,000. That's an impossible deal to beat. So go out and have some fun. All right, the next and last thing that I wanted to talk about as it pertains to Tyson Chandler here is what he needs to do in a team-wide construct. We already talked about, like, you know, the role that he's probably going to play. He's the backup center. He's going to step in and help, hopefully, on defense. But what specifically does he have to do if the Lakers are going to make this work and turn things around defensively with him now on the roster? And look, I think before I even get to that, I do think we should give some credit to the front office for recognizing that this experiment of playing small so drastically and not having any kind of backup situation to make that work, it's great that they noticed how that was a failure to this point and adjusted as need be. And being able to recognize flaws is something that you absolutely cannot manage a working organization without. And so far, so good in that respect with this move specifically, right? It's the Magic and Rob Pelinka and the entire scouting department or front office, they all kind of had to eat a little bit of crow here and say, okay, yeah, especially if Magic is berating Luke Walton in these meetings, it's good that Luke Walton put his foot down and said, I need a backup center. And it's good that Magic and Rob Pelinka were able to go out and make that happen. Now there are no excuses moving forward for anybody involved as Tyson Chandler becomes more comfortable playing within the construct of the organization that he just joined. As that pertains, as we cover that, though, it's going to be really important here that he understands what kind of role that the Lakers are going to need him to play, that he's okay with the number of minutes that he's going to be playing, even with being a free agent to be, that he and JaVale McGee get on the same page so that whoever they're playing with, they are able to not miss a beat when one of those guys is on the court and one of them is on the bench. He needs to stay healthy. And so far over the course of his career, that has never really been too big of a concern. I mean, the last couple of years were frustrating in that respect. He's coming off of seasons where he played 47 and 46 games. But, you know, fortunately with the way that he plays, I think he can mostly stay healthy enough by just staying within himself and not trying to overexert himself. And really that kind of gets back to the entire concern about JaVale McGee is I know he gets frustrated. He doesn't like hearing about the asthma thing. And he thinks that that has affected the way that some teams regard him as a candidate in free agency or whatever. And I'm sure that there's truth to that, but I just never felt comfortable hoping that he would be able to stay healthy throughout an NBA season in which he played, his numbers jumped from the teens to the 30s. That's really concerning. And fortunately now for Tyson Chandler and now for JaVale McGee, both those guys' numbers can drop down to a place that they are more comfortable and more suited to play, and we can feel more comfortable with them in those roles. And then what the Lakers are probably going to have to figure out is Jonathan Williams the third-string center? Can Michael Beasley offer literally anything moving forward over the course of the remainder of the season? Is Ivica Zubac going to be anything other than contract filler in an eventual trade? All of those questions are going to have to be answered here, but fortunately, with Tyson Chandler stepping into the situation, that is that some of those things get sorted out. The one thing I'm really happy about is that with Chandler showing up, Kyle Kuzma plays a little bit less or hopefully no small five whatsoever. That was having a negative impact on his ability to be effective offensively. And so now that he can play more of a role that he's more comfortable with for a larger portion of the game and not have to think about being a small ball five until once in a blue moon kind of situations, Kyle Kuzma, can get back to some of the things that made him effective last year as a rookie and in stretches this year where, you know, he already has one 37-point game. It'll be good to let him focus on those things that make him successful as a player within the construct of what the Lakers need specifically from him. So I think Tyson Chandler, there are things that Tyson Chandler doesn't help with. I don't know how he's going to help with the Lakers schematic issues. They have systemic issues from the lack of a system really to this point. So I don't know if Tyson Chandler is really going to fix any of that. He's not a cure-all to everything. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been available the way that he was. So he does help with a lot of the things that the Lakers need a lot of help with. But overall, we do need to remain realistic in what we hope that he can bring to the Lakers. This was a little bit shorter of a show because I want to be able to get into more of this with Pete tomorrow. So look forward to that episode. Tyson Chandler should officially, by the time you guys are listening to this, be on the verge of having cleared waivers and be able to join the Lakers. We'll see how that turns out. I'm pretty sure that that'll be the case. And hopefully this entire episode makes more sense once he is officially a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. But for now, it's hypothetical in the sense that it's mostly not really hypothetical. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you to Metro Infinity, and thank you to MyBookie for supporting the show. Let's continue to support those who help us out here. Keep sending in those questions in iTunes in the form of 5-star reviews, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.